Hello, lovely people. It's Wednesday, October 18th. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 coming to you from San Diego today, where I'm interviewing an absolute legend. I have to be enigmatic about it, so I can't tell you who it is just yet, but here's a clue. This person had a video game created about them. All right, let's start this show today with an update on the conflict in Israel and Gaza. I know it's been a lot to take in, so we'll have a special show tomorrow to talk about how this war has affected people on the ground, as well as people like you and me who are watching this all unfold. More than 4,000 people have died since Hamas attacked Israel nearly 2 weeks ago. Many of those deaths have been in Gaza, which is still under siege by Israel following Hamas's attack. Israel announced last week that it would cut off electricity, food, water, and fuel to the Palestinian enclave. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are trying to flee the violence, and many are calling for a ceasefire. As of Tuesday, that hadn't happened. Today, President Joe Biden is in Israel to show his support, but also to look for ways to ease the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. He'll meet with regional leaders in the neighboring country of Jordan, including Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, King Abdullah II of Jordan, and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Here's CNN's John Lawrence with more.
As the war between Israel and Hamas escalates, President Joe Biden will meet with Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Wednesday, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The United States and Israel have agreed to develop a plan that will enable humanitarian aid from donor nations and multilateral organizations to reach civilians in Gaza. And them alone, including the possibility of creating areas to help keep civilians out of harm's way.
Blinken adds that Biden will, quote, reaffirm the United States' solidarity with Israel. That's a stance agreed upon by the Senate's majority and minority leaders.
I will be working with the administration on putting together an emergency supplemental that will give Israel the tools it needs to defend itself.
The surest way to stop violence against Israelis and oppression of Palestinians is to wipe terrorists like Hamas from the face of the earth.
The 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit is headed to the waters off the coast of Israel, and the Pentagon is preparing U.S. troops for a potential deployment to the country for medical and logistical support. But the Biden White House is still looking for a diplomatic solution.
The president still believes, even for all this conflict, he still believes in the promise of a two-state solution, that the Palestinians deserve their own state, a place where they can call home.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
10-second trivia. What planet is closest to Earth when it passes by? Mercury, Venus, Mars, or Jupiter? It might not be the closest on average, but Venus's orbit brings it closer to Earth than any other planet. Our next story, though, is about Mars.
Take a flight over a section of Mars known as the Labyrinth of Night. Noctis Labyrinthus is a vast system of steep intersecting valleys that is, at its deepest, more than three times deeper than the Grand Canyon. Since 2003, the European Space Agency's Mars Express mission has been closely imaging Mars's terrain with high-resolution stereo cameras. The cameras have revealed information on Mars's landscape, including mapping its subsurface and even its atmosphere. Noctis Labyrinthus is the length of Italy and was formed due to volcanism that stretched and cracked the surface to create the valley.
Well, it's time for an uplifting tale. A tale about a tail. A whale's tail. Scientists have developed a new way to track these marine mammoths. Whales are mammals. Just like humans, they nurse their young and need air to breathe. To do that, they use blowholes on their backs, producing those famous spouts that we see. And without those spouts, we wouldn't have our next story. As we're about to find out, it all started with a cloud of whale snot.
Unlike Jurassic Park, if we lose these animals, they're gone forever.
For years, scientists have been attaching GPS tags to whales in order to monitor the population's movements and well-being.
They have these incredibly talented groups of people in a small inflatable with a long pole, the tag at the end of the pole, and they get close to the whale. The problem is, the whale didn't know what was going on.
It was potentially loud and even frightening for the animal.
The act of collecting the data, we often felt, could change the data.
Now this team is trying something new, drones. But how could tagging whales with drones work? Ocean Alliance is a marine mammal research and conservation group led by Dr. Ian Kerr, working out of an old converted paint factory in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
One day I got covered in a cloud of whale snot that was smelly and sticky, and I'm like, wait a minute, I smell an idea. We started our Drones for Whale research program with a drone we called Snotbot.
Snotbot was partly funded by a Kickstarter campaign featuring a harassed Sir Patrick Stewart.
Ian, what the heck is that?
We're really looking for ways to collect biological data without harassing the animals. And here comes our drones. We get that exhalation, and then we just drop the tag, and with these suction cups, it sticks onto the back, and the whale never knows it's been to the doctor. When we look at whale snot, first of all, we've got DNA. Is it male? Is it female? Many species of whales were hunted to near extinction. Have we reached a genetic bottleneck, or, you know, are we okay? And then the tag is saying, how deep does it go? Where does it feed? How does it feed? It's been incredibly exciting because we've tagged a whale and then 5 seconds later it's fed. So clearly the act of putting the tag on the whale hasn't affected the animal's behavior. I was looking for a tool that perhaps could democratize ocean science.
Thanks to 3D printing, Ocean Alliance has been able to quickly iterate on their designs and make them easily accessible.
We're just one group. We can't go all over the world and work with every single population of whales. The more we could reduce this down into its simplest form, that would make it sort of the easiest for other researchers to adopt.
When you get out in the field, sometimes I just have to stop and take a breath. What an experience.
By being able to tag and study whales without affecting their behavior, Ocean Alliance says we can truly see how humans affect the animals and ecosystem in ways we couldn't before.
Fishing, pollution, noise. If we don't understand the impacts on these animals, how can we mitigate them?
We're literally in love with today's story, getting a 10 out of 10. From here, the nearby San Diego Zoo, a baby tiger debut times two. Happy belated birthday to two Sumatran tiger cubs who explored their new habitat for the first time last week. These siblings are looking good, feline good. The little tiger boy, Hutan, and the tiger girl, Puteri, are about 3 months old, and news of their recent births is possum. The population of Sumatran tigers is nearing catastrophic levels, listed as a critically endangered species. Only an estimated 400 to 600 Sumatran tigers remain on Earth. All right, meow. Congrats to the winners of hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Mr. Dye's class at Weston Middle School in Weston, Connecticut submitted enigmatic to my @KoiWire social accounts. It's an adjective meaning mysterious and difficult to interpret or understand. Well done. And thanks to all of you who are subscribing and commenting on our CNN10 YouTube channel for your shout out requests. Today we're showing love to those Panthers rocking that orange and black in East Pennsboro High School in Enola, Pennsylvania. I see you, 717. Rise up. Have an awesome day, everyone, and I'll see you tomorrow.